Hello, my name is Steve Masler from TroutU.com, and I would like to welcome you to our Cyber Guide series of trout fishing related podcasts. These podcasts will generally discuss in-depth and advanced topics on trout fishing. So, now on to our podcast. Today we will be discussing the little black caddisfly. The little black caddisfly is probably better known from its larva stage. The chimney cases they exist in are very unique. You will see these in every stream in the Great Smoky Mountains National Park, for example. In the western United States, this hatch is probably better known as the Mother's Day hatch. They are also called American Granums. In the eastern U.S., they are just called Little Black Caddis. The Little Black Caddisflies will be the first major caddisfly hatch to occur. There are some others, the Tiny Black Caddisfly, not to be confused with the granums, and several species of net spinners that don't exist in quantities worth imitating. The little black caddis usually start hatching when the water reaches near 50 degrees Fahrenheit. Once they start, they tend to continue even if the water drops down low again. I've seen the adults when they were so cold they couldn't fly. You could just pick them up and they couldn't escape. That is normally not the situation, though. Normally, they act more like a mayfly than any other species of caddisflies. Just in case you are interested, the short-horned caddisflies include the genus to which the little black caddis belong. They are found nationwide and are one of the most prevalent families of caddisflies found on water that supports trout. This can be one of the most overlooked hatches. One reason is that it occurs near the same time as the blue quills and quill gordons hatch. They even hatch about the same time of day, which is the warmest part of the day, usually early to mid-afternoon. Occasionally, you will catch far more trout fishing this hatch than fishing the quill gordons or blue quills. For example, if a cold front were to suddenly drop the temperature of the water in early March, causing a pause in the quill gordon hatch, it may still be possible to catch large quantities of trout fishing these caddisflies. Out west, the Mother's Day caddis hatch is well known, and anglers come from all over the nation to fish it, and with good reason, as it is possible to catch hundreds of trout during the hatch. These caddisflies can be so plentiful that you will have to stop driving and clean your windshield off. However, many fly shops only offer the generic elk hair caddis dry flies, and few typically have pupae imitations. Virtually none of the flies, even the locally tied ones, offer a good imitation of this caddisfly. But that problem has been solved with our Perfect Fly brand flies. There is little else that hatches in April but these caddisflies. There are a few hatches of blue-winged olives on some streams and midge hatches, but that's basically the extent of it. In the western U.S., fishermen start the season fishing these same caddisfly hatches that everyone in the eastern U.S. ignores. The difference is that in the west, they don't have the quill gordons or the same species easterners call blue quills. The westerners' blue quills have summer and fall hatches and are also called mahogany duns. This illustrates how common names can be confusing. They all mean different things in different areas and sometimes in the same area. It is easier to catch trout in the Smokies, for example, during the little black caddis hatch than it is the blue quill hatch. It is just as easy to catch trout from the little black caddis hatch as it is the quill gordon hatch. You can catch trout feeding on both the emergers and adults while they are hatching, and continue to catch trout on adult patterns as late as you can legally fish when the trout are feeding on the egg layers from previous hatches. This roughly corresponds to a time frame from about 2 o'clock p.m. until dark. Now we'll move on to the little black caddis pupae. These early season caddisflies are the closest thing a caddisfly can get to a mayfly. They hatch on the surface, midstream, they dry their wings on the water and fly to the bank. They mate and the females return to the water and deposit their eggs by dipping down and touching the water and sometimes landing on the water. You fish the hatch much the same way you would fish most mayfly hatches. The pupae usually hatch in water that is fairly smooth, even though they live in the moderate current in pocket water streams. They seek the slower moving, smoother areas of the stream, such as the pockets behind rocks, to emerge. The current will catch the emerging pupa, usually causing it to end up in a current seam. The trout eat the pupae as they ascend to the surface to hatch. The trout also eat them after they have hatched and are still on the surface drying their wings before they fly off into the banks, bushes, and trees. They stay on the surface for a relatively long distance. Most of the time they reach the slower moving water at the end of the run or riffle before they are able to fly away. When they first start to hatch, usually during the warmest part of the day, begin fishing the pupa imitation. It is usually the most effective of the two flies, especially if the water is cold, 50 degrees or less. The trout are more responsive to the adults on the surface after the water has warmed up somewhat. Present the pupa imitation using an up and across presentation. Fishing in this manner allows you to get much closer to the trout. Place the fly in the current seams where the fast water meets the slow water. Add a tiny bit of weight, about 8 inches above the fly. Start mending your line when the fly hits the water to help get it down. Allow the fly to swing all the way around to a down and across position. You want to imitate the pupa swimming to the surface to hatch. You do that by simply stopping the rod at about 2 o'clock position near the end of the drift and allowing the fly to rise back up to the surface. The current will bring the fly back to the surface for you. The trout usually take the fly near or just when it reaches the surface. Now we move on to the little black caddis adult. The little black caddis adult is effective both when the caddis flies hatch and are still on the surface of the water and when the female returns to deposit her eggs. That is one thing that makes this hatch so enjoyable to fish. It is similar to a mayfly hatch, and the dry fly works great, not just during the egg-laying activity, but also during the hatch. There are several species of the American grannums, but all of the adults look very much alike and have black bodies. We have one perfect fly pattern for the adult that works well for these different species. These caddisflies are normally imitated using a size 18 to 16 hook. The males are one hook size smaller than the females. Normally the water is fairly cold, approximately 50 degrees, when the grannums hatch. They do ride the water for a short time before they fly off to the banks. Sometimes it is so cold in the mornings during the hatch that the adults are almost dormant. It is usually mid-afternoon on the cold days after a hatch has started before the adults start flying. On these cold days, the hatch will start during the warmest part of the day. Egg layers. As mentioned before, the adult females usually start the egg-laying process prior to the end of the hatch. For some time, maybe an hour or two, there are usually a lot of caddisflies on the water. The females either deposit their eggs on the surface of the water, or they dive and deposit the ball of eggs they carry. The trout eat them in both cases. The ones that dive return to the surface of the water for a short time before flying away. When the egg laying first starts, the most productive fly is probably still the pupa imitation. At some point, the hatch will stop and things change. At that time, you should try a dry imitation of the female egg layers. You should fish the adult dry fly in a dead drift fashion, where you see the most activity. I usually fish the adult fly up and across, but it really doesn't matter as long as you are able to get the fly where the egg layers are active. This is usually the same water that they hatch in. Most of the time the dry fly will work great during the hatch before the egg laying starts, but factors such as the water and air temperatures can affect this activity and results. Remember, the egg layers are caddis flies from previous days' hatches, not the newly hatched ones, so the amount of egg laying depends greatly on the size of the previous hatches. Very late in the day, near dark, there may be a lot of caddis flies on the water. They usually collect in the eddies and slow, calm pockets along the banks. This is another place you want to fish the adult pattern. Sometimes the trout will rise to it when it is just drifting slowly around in circles in the eddies. They will also collect at the heads of the pools below the riffles and runs. Well, this concludes our discussion on the little black caddis.